Tachlis Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Yom Kippur. Tachlis Yom Kippur is Ne'ilah. And that's Yidua, what it says in all the Sfarim, that it's all leading up to the epitome by Ne'ilah, when we come to the Hakara and we say, Hashem Hu Elikim. But I want to focus on Leil Kol Nidrei, the night before. Everyone gets very mitragesh, a lot of bechi and rigashot that open up, and there's a bezundera, even anoshim that are rechoikim ma'oid, and everyone be'etzim, Kol Nidrei. What is Kol Nidrei, and why does it get us so intensely nisoirer? The concept of Kol Nidrei be'etzim, the source, it's a mimic from the times of the Ge'onim. The source is L'chayra Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah bring it down in Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes. And it looks like it's a Machlokes Rishonim, what's going on. Mitzad Echad, the Gemara over there is talking about a way of being maimed that the Nedarim of next year shouldn't be Makoyim. The Gemara says, Haroitze Shalo Yiskayimu Nedar of Kol Hashana, Yamoid Beroish Hashana, V'yoymar kol neder shani osid lider yehi botel. It says here Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur is still the beginning of the year. We're not discussing now the minig of Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's a much later on, historically, chronological minig, the minig of Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about kol neder, kol nidrei. Now, Kipshuta in the Gemara, it's talking about doing bittel on Nedarim of the next year. And the truth is, maybe we shouldn't talk about this so much, because the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, Rav Huna bar Chinana sover l'midrash bepirka. He wanted to be mafarish and be doirish in the pirka to explain this concept, and he said, no, better keep it quiet. But the Ran over there, and it brings the Bemis, it's a Yam of Rishonim, that know that Kol Nidrei is actually being matir the Nedarim of the year before. Interesting, when the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring it, they don't get involved. They just says, there's a minig, you say Kol Nidrei, and after Kol Nidrei, we say V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, the minig to say Kol Nidrei. But we know that it's mamish, a world of difference. Rav Sad Yagoin would say, Miyoim HaKippurim She'ovar Ad Yoim Kippurim Zeh. We're taking care of Nedarim from the previous year. Rav Haigoin Bechlal didn't say it. He didn't have that minig. Mi'idach Gisa Rabbeinu Tam, he's the machaneh that goes the other way, that it's on Nedarim of Lahaba. Minig Eretz Yisrael is we actually say both. Miyoim Kippurim She'ovar Ad Yoim Kippurim Zeh U'miyoim Kippurim Zeh Ad Yoim Kippurim Habo Aleinu L'toiva. Rabbeinu Tam asks, how could it be Hataras Nedarim? You can't be matir without charata. Where's the charata? Where's the bezdin? Where's the pirut haneder? How could a person be matir nidrei atzmai? Who's being matir for the chazan? Because of all these questions, Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say that no, it's personal. Each person himself. You don't need a bezdin. You don't need charata. Each person is being maimed that next year's nedarim he wants to find a shtela vekaheter. Why do you have to do this every year? Another shayla. The Rishonim come to answer the minug that it's going on last year's nedarim. That on Leil Yom Kippur, Avada, everyone has Charata. And maybe the three people standing holding the Sefer Torah, that's the Bezdin. And they work out how you have the Inyan of that Taras Nedarim. So yes, we have this Machloikis Rishonim, whether it's on Nedarim of last year or this year or both. But why is everyone getting so Nisragish? What is going on? The MS is, right after Kol Nidrei, we say, V'nislach l'chol adaz b'nei Yisrael, V'yoymer Hashem solachti kidvarecha. The Ramah brings down to say it. The Bir Agra asks, Bishleim, if it's an inyan of Hataras Nedarim, of last year's Nedarim. The Pasuk says, Vashem Yislach Lo. And that's also interesting. It says, you're supposed to do Kol Nidrei Miba'oid Yoim, because Hataras Nedarim has to be by Yoim. But if it's going on next year's Nedarim, it could be at night. And also, what's the Vinislach Lo? Azoy Frek the Goim. It's interesting. I saw, you could say, a different shot. Stam in the setup of the Machzer. Maybe that V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, ki l'chol lo'am b'shgoga, v'ayoymer Hashem salach l'kid varecha. If Kol Nidrei is Hataras Nedarim, yes, so it's a hashlam of that. V'Hashem yislach lo'am d'Hataras Nedarim. But if not, it has nothing to do with Kol Nidrei. It's the next thing. What's the next thing we do in the Seder HaTfilah? We say, D'broch of Shechiyonu. We know that on every Yom Tif we say Shechiyonu. Yom Kippur also, not ala kois, but we say Shechiyonu. In the Beis Knesses, everyone b'tzav sachad, we say Shechiyonu. It could be that the V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael is ha'akdoma to the Shechiyonu. The Itzumei shel Yoim of Yom Kippur is a Yoim of Slicha. So before we say Shechiyonu on the Itzumei shel Yoim, we have to be madgish that it's V'nislach l'chol. So in the setup of the machzer, is v'nislach the end of Kol Nidre? Or is v'nislach actually akdama to the Shechiyonu? But what's the hisragshus? So you have to know, mitzarechet, first of all, there's a braisa, the Gemara in Nida, Tanya, mashbiyin oisoi, tiitzadik, v'alti rosha. When a neshama comes down to this world, when it's oirer that there was a shvua, mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai, but there's also mushba v'oimid, every neshama that comes down made a shvua, and everything, and it's when in this oirer on the inyonim of nedarim and shvuas, it brings back this shvua that we made, and a person has to make a shvua b'nikitas chayfetz, we take out the Sefer Torah, we're reinstating the shvua of mashbiyin oisoi, tiitzadik v'alti rosha, that we have to remember our entire focus for our tafkid, why we were sent to this world. That's the hisrakshus. There's also another nakuda. There's another nakuda that it says, Asher nishbati ve'api. The Zohar brings this down, and in some machzerim it brings down this ket of the Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua that he's angry at us and he doesn't want to take us out of the galus. So when we bring out the inyan of Atoras, Nedorim, Ushvuas, we're being ma'oira that efshir kaviyochol, it should be matir, the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Then he said he's going to keep us in the galus. Asher nishbati bi'api, we want to be matir, that shvua. We want that shvua to come off in order that we should take a bizaycha to the geula. And that's efshir. I saw the Sfarim say, we say kol nidre. Kol is 50. 50 dargas, the highest level of ultimate level that we wanted to come to by ne'ila, by the tachlis, is to be on the highest level, the shar hachamishim. But we have to know when we start the process by kol nidre, we're focusing that we want to get there. There's a similar thing, the process of the inyonim on Leil HaSeder of Pesach, we're getting rid of the chum, it's kol chamira. Kol, also 50. We also say kol divchen yeseh v'yechol, but let's talk about kol chamira, the Sfarim say there also. We're starting now the process of getting rid of the chametz. We're starting now the process of getting rid of our nedarim and shvuas. But the focus is on kol. We want the focus to be that we should get all the way to the highest level. We should reach the shar hanun, the entire shlemus of the world. Beprat and beklal should come to the ultimate. On El Pesach Taka, we also have the ka'ara. The ka'ara, they say, what's licks behind the ka'ara? The letters shofar, behind kuf ayin resh hey, is shin vav pei resh. So when we're starting kol, we're thinking we're at the beginning of the process and we're starting this 25-hour process of being nidma l'malachim. But the focus has to be on, we want to get to the end, we want to get to the shar hachamishim, we want to be able to hear the koil ha-shofar, that the Eibishter will taka be mevatel his shvua and bring us to the shleimus of the bria and to the geula shleimah.